Michael Kinsley is another mainstream liberal journalist, another intelligent guy who wrote about bias. Kinsley, who was the resident liberal during the early days of CNN's Crossfire and went on to edit the online magazine Slate, wasn't nearly as colorful as Shales, but he was almost as abusive. In a column published in January 2002 in both the Washington Post and Slate, Kinsley wrote that I was remarkably dense, that bias is a dumb book, and he creates a fictional conversation in which a character calls me an idiot. To be fair, in a moment of great generosity, Mike did give me this much. He wrote, "Like a stop clock, Goldberg isn't always wrong." That, at least, might have been the start of a dialogue. In what ways was I not wrong? Bias also touched a nerve in Al Newharth, who started USA Today and writes a column for the paper. After the mandatory personal insults, Al concludes that bias is biased from cover to cover. Not that he bothers to rebut a single point I made in the book, which leads me to believe that he probably never even read it. Still, he does manage to slip in that he is a longtime acquaintance of Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, and Peter Jennings, which, I should point out, is the most important and most revealing tidbit in his entire review. Every day there was another shot, but I was rolling with the punches, actually enjoying the fact that my book had not only forced some of these people to acknowledge the issue of liberal bias, but had caused them so much consternation. Then, on Saturday, March 2, 2002, I started getting emails and phone messages from friends around the country telling me I shouldn't let what Frank Rich wrote in the New York Times get to me, that what he had done was so despicable.